Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming straight at you. Get at us a couple of different ways. Holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike Pigskin Opinion, for me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. The real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, we got real NFL football games to talk about. We got real Major League Baseball to talk about. Golf. You name it, brother. We got you covered. We got Summer League basketball. We're definitely not at a loss for things to talk about. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Dorf. Yeah, it was preseason, you know, football going on. We got the NBA Summer League, which is actually kind of fun to watch, I will admit, watching that a little bit. But the preseason football, dude, I'm telling you, it's just good to see people hit people again.
Yeah, I hear you there, man. It definitely is. It's a sign of maybe things coming around a little bit, but we always got to kind of be careful because variants keep happening, and obviously situations keep arising in camps and things along those lines, so still got to be careful. But yeah, hitting people, man, it's a welcome sight. He's Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf, we're just getting loosened up. On the other side, our professor of sports, John Poulter, will join us. We'll talk baseball, we'll maybe talk some other things as well, so keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
If you're into collectibles, there's only one way to go, and that's with Andy Matic. You can get in touch with Andy by calling him at 805-657-0533 or by going to andybuyscards.com. Whether you're interested in buying or selling any kind of collectible, it's time to get in touch with the one and only Andy Matic. Call Andy at 805-657-0533 or go to andybuyscards.com. That's andybuyscards.com.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Hanging out with me today, Mike Wilson, my tag team partner in crime. I'm Andy Dorf. We are now going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Obviously, you can follow us, check us out on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. Dorf on Sports there, IG, the real Dorf on Sports there. And John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. You know, the Brewers were having a field day with Mike's Chicago Cubs the other day. I mean, good Lord, what a – I didn't even have a chance to talk to him about that. I mean, I've seen – people
easy,
do a lot less and get in big trouble for that, you know. But anyways, then they come back to reality with Pittsburgh for some reason or another. But the Brew Crew are looking really, really good. And I'm just going to throw it out there right now. I don't think I'm crazy to think this way, but obviously I'm thinking a little bit like a Wisconsinite at this moment in time. But we got one chip already. We got the Milwaukee Bucks who won the NBA championship. Tell you what, those Milwaukee Brewers are looking poised to have a great playoff run, and you never know what could happen. And things are tightening up a little bit in the National League. Maybe they can jockey a little bit and get themselves in a great position to, you know, be playing in front of that crowd at home, which we saw with the Milwaukee Bucks can be daunting. Let's just leave it at that. And then let's get even super crazy here with the Green Bay Packers. I just think it could be a crazy Wisconsin year. I really do. And it's setting up for it one way or another. It could be disappointment, which is very much something that we're used to. But legitimately, we got three teams that could go all the way. One of them has already done it. Now it's up to the Brewers and the Packers to kind of keep up with this. But am I onto something with the Brewers, John? Or are they as good as I think they can be?
I think they are. There's a couple of things that are working in their favor. We've talked a number of times about how they improved themselves on the mound and defensively over the offseason and with a couple of early season trades, Adamas being the key one in my mind. Got him early in the season, so they get an awful lot out of him. He's far from a short season replacement. He's played very well for them. He's filled a big hole. I think that the pitching has been great. They've tightened up the defense, you know, getting a guy like Colton Wong to tidy up second base. Not to say anything bad about the guys that played second base last year, but Wong is certainly an elite defensive player. He's made a big improvement to the Brewers. We knew they could always hit. Their Achilles heel in the past was always lack of defense, lack of pitching, and they seem to have at least partially solved both of those problems this year. And I think the other thing that is in the Brewers' favor, and I don't mean this to throw water on their success, they've picked a year to have a good year when the other four teams in their division are all having some kind of a problem. Cincinnati got out of the gate quickly, then went into a huge slump, then went into a nice win streak. Now they're kind of back leveling out a little bit. We know what kind of problems the Cardinals have had since the 1st of June. Cardinals sitting with, I believe, five starting pitchers on the disabled list, three of those on the 60-day disabled list, so that doesn't bode well for the Cardinals. When you look at them picking up guys like John Lester as a potential starter and Jay Happ as potential starters, I mean, with all due respect, those guys are just bodies. They're not frontline starters anymore. That tells you the issue that St. Louis has with pitching. Pittsburgh continues to rebuild. For Mike's sake, we won't go into the troubles on the south side of Chicago, or sorry, the north side of Chicago.
Thank you.
It's ugly. I think they've lost 10 in a row, so we won't go there. We knew this was coming when they cleaned house about 3 weeks ago. So I think, you know, there's two things here, Andy. I think the Brewers deserve an awful lot of credit for, A, how they strengthened their team, B, how they're playing this year, and they picked a great year to do it because they're the counterbalance to that is that everybody else in the division has had problems. So in answer to your question, can they do something in the postseason? Yes, I think they can. But I think right now we all have to recognize that the road to the postseason is going to go through San Francisco at some point in time. And the Giants just aren't slowing down. They're still 75-42, the best record in Major League Baseball, with a four-game lead over the Dodgers and a 10-game lead over the suddenly slumping San Diego Padres. So if I was a Milwaukee Brewers fan, I think I'd be sitting with a pretty good smile on my face right now.
I've got that one real, real big. Okay, go ahead, Chicago boy. Hey, by the way, that was a lot of fun watching the Brewers take care of the Cubs, buddy. I never said anything to you, but wow. All right, go ahead, man. You're up.
Okay, just so Scott knows as well, there is no more Chicago Cub talk at all the rest of the season. We will just avoid that like COVID and the plague. So,
the Cubs have avoided winning championships. Come on, man.
Yeah, hey, easy, easy. You know, we got one a few years back. You know, we're okay. We just have nobody on the team now. So, you know, but John, my question is this. You know, last night in a bleak season for the Arizona Diamondbacks, Tyler Gilbert tosses the eighth no-hitter of the season. Eight no-hitters. That seems like a big number. It is a big number of no-hitters. What do we attribute this to in terms of, I mean, is it just simply just good pitching overcoming the hitting, or is it the flip-flop version of this?
Well, I think in answer to your question very quickly, I think it's good pitching, which is kind of ironic when we look at the numbers of some of these pitchers and the number of pitchers that teams are carrying. I mean, we're now into this age of specialty. Most teams, 50% of their roster is pitching. 12 or 13 guys out of a 25 or 26-man roster. 40 years ago, it was 10 guys out of 25. So, you know, that has changed. Going back to the Gilbert no-hitter, I saw that after seven innings, he was sitting on a no-hitter, so I flipped to that game. Went into the eighth inning, he had thrown 88 pitches. Must admit, I didn't know very much about the young man. Did a quick research on him and found out that he was a 2015 draft, I believe, by the Phillies. They traded him to the Dodgers in February of 20. The Diamondbacks took him in the Rule 5 minor league draft, December of 2020. His fourth major league appearance, his first major league start. And had 88 pitches going into the eighth inning. So I thought, yeah, it's gonna be tough for him to get there based on the number of appearances that he's had. Anyway, he saw that away pretty quickly by a three-pitch eighth inning. So that allowed him to go back out for the ninth, and then he was very aggressive in the ninth inning. I admired the way he went after it. He didn't show any nerves at all. And here's a guy that had never thrown a complete game in professional baseball until last night. Not only had he not started a major league game before, he had never thrown a complete game anywhere in professional baseball. And because he was a minor league player in 2020, that meant, of course, he didn't throw a pitch at all in 2020. So a great success story all around. The first player to throw a no-hitter in his first start since 1953. And just to tell you how long ago that was, the guy that did it was pitching for the St. Louis Browns. And how many people that are alive today remember the St. Louis Browns? Probably not an awful lot. So just a great story. I just don't know how to express it other than to say that it must have been fun for him, and watching his family, his father and mother were there. I don't know, there was a young lady there, whether his wife or girlfriend, I'm not sure. But also his grandfather was there, and you could see that they were just as pleased as he was. So to me, it was just a great story for a team that, as you mentioned, not having a very good season.
That is our professor of sports, John Poulter, breaking down Major League Baseball. We're going to take a break here, but I want to ask you this and think about it during the break. New York Mets, they have a lot of talent, or you would think they have a lot of talent, but all of a sudden they're kind of, you know, messed up a little bit. 4-6 in the last 10 games, a couple games in a row losing. The Phillies and the Atlanta Braves now on top. So think about what's wrong with the Mets and let us know on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. A lot going on in the sports world. We're here to dissect it. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. All three of us. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said,
My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it. Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Caleb Evans will have a chance to win it with the bases loaded. Hit in the air, deep to left. Ferguson back. That ball is gone. A walk-off. And a grand slam to win it for Caleb Evans.
And J.D. flies one toward the left field corner. And the Mets win it. Conforto comes home with a winning run. J.D. Davis with a walk-off hit. And the Mets rally for two in the bottom of the 10th.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
A little more Mets magic is what they're going to need if they can figure this thing out. Phillies and Atlanta now ahead of them in the National League East. But, John, I did mention, obviously, before I went to the break, I said something about the Mets, and there's a lot of hype, and in general, always a lot of hype in New York, whether you're the Yankees or the Mets, and New York teams in general. It comes with the territory. We all get that. But third place, a game and a half back in the East right now when, quite frankly, I feel like this has been theirs for the taking all year long. And I don't know what's wrong with them, John. Can you help me fix it?
Well, I can't help you fix it. I can probably help you identify it. You look at the Mets. Believe their opening day payroll was, I think, the third highest in the major leagues. So, you know, clearly there were some huge expectations there. There's been some injuries. You look at just off the top of my head, I can think Jeff McNeil, Michael Conforto, Brandon Nimmo, J.D. Davis, Carlos Carrasco, Noah Syndergaard, all guys you expect to be frontline players. They've spent at least 30-some games on the injured list. Francisco Lindor, currently on the injured list, and I suspect that before he gets back, he'll have missed 30-some games as well, so you can add him to the list. That's a big piece of the problem, but I think, quite frankly, they just haven't hit. And when you don't hit, you don't score runs. And, you know, they have scored, I believe, as of Sunday morning, 439 runs. The Texas Rangers have scored 438, and the Pittsburgh Pirates have scored 426. So, third highest payroll in Major League Baseball. I'll get that out the right way. And they've got the third least hits. So that tells you something about the way their season has gone. Then you look at the obvious one, the DeGrom situation. We all knew he was kind of the guy that was holding that team together. He's been out for a while now. Whether he will pitch again this season, in my mind, is a huge question mark. And if you ask me to give you a yes or no, I would say no. And the reason I'm saying that is that if he's been out long enough now that in order to come back and be effective, apart from the fact that they're playing with a very prized possession, they wouldn't want to put him at risk. He would need some minor league rehab, and we're only 2 weeks away from the minor league season ending. So if he doesn't come back in the next couple of days, which is very, very unlikely, there's no place to send him out for some minor league conditioning. So I'm going to guess and say that DeGrom doesn't pitch again this year. If your best pitcher, and maybe even baseball's best pitcher, isn't coming back this season and you're still in third place, I think you've got a tough road ahead of you. The only good thing is that the two teams ahead of them, which is only a game and a half, both of those teams have been mediocre for most of the season. However, on the downside, Philly and Atlanta have been playing very well lately. So I got to think that the Mets are feeling an awful lot of pressure, and I just don't think they're going to be able to fix it. I agree with you. I think this was their chance to take a division. They had an opportunity much the same as the Brewers had, in that they had a good team and the rest of the division was weak. The Brewers have taken advantage of that situation. I don't believe the Mets have, and I think it'll come back and bite them.
I got, John, I got a couple of questions for you. One, just, quickly, your thoughts on the whole you build it, they will come game between the Yanks and the White Sox. I thought it was, for me, I enjoyed the movie and everything, and I just thought it was a really cool kind of thing that Major League Baseball has done. And secondly, and more importantly, Houston and the Athletics. The Athletics are 2.5 games back. They're 8-2 in their last 10, and Houston's 6-4 in their last 10. Does Houston hold on and win this division?
I just want to jump in real quick and say, it was pretty cool the way that that game ended, too. I mean, come on, man. If you build it, they will come, and then bam, all of a sudden, you can't make this stuff up. So the Field of Dreams was literally the Field of Dreams. Sorry, John, go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. Great movie. One I have on DVD, and probably one that I watch maybe once a year just to sit back and kick my feet back and just enjoy a good movie with a good ending. And I thought what they did for that game on Thursday night, I thought that was excellent. I thought the way they set the stadium up with the cornfields around it, and some of that corn looked like it was probably 10 to 12 feet tall. So we're not talking small crop here. We're talking big crop. I think to have the players come out of the corn field into the stadium just like they did in the movie, I thought that was a very nice touch. It was a good game. I thought it was ironic that the White Sox were involved in the game. And, of course, a big piece of the movie was about the White Sox and Joe Jackson. And to see the White Sox wearing those old 1909 or 1910 uniforms, whatever year that was supposed to be, I thought that was a nice touch. New York Yankees had the old New York Yankee logo on their caps. The lettering on the New York jerseys was different. It was old-style New York as opposed to current-style New York. So I thought they did an excellent job. I heard that in some cases people paid $3,000 a ticket to get into that game. You got to love baseball to spend $3,000 to get into a baseball game. I hope they don't do that more than once a season, because I think it would wear thin, but I hope they continue to do it once a season so that we can all sit back and kind of dream about what it was like when we saw that movie and think about the old days. I just thought it was great entertainment, and it was a good ball game to boot. So that was a great situation for me.
That is the voice of John. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, John.
Yep. So you were talking about the Astros and the Athletics. I think we've thought all season that that was going to be a pretty tight race. Oakland got out very quickly. The Astros caught them and passed them, and now they're both starting to even out. They've had some very good series between the two of them. I can see that coming down to the month of September. Yes, I think the Astros can hold on, because I just think the Astros are a little bit deeper and a little bit stronger. But I still think that Oakland, at the very worst, is going to be a wild card team. I think if we looked at the standings on Sunday morning, I think we'd see Oakland and Boston were the two teams in the wild card spot. And I believe the Red Sox have a 2.5 game lead over the Yankees in that wild card race. So probably both teams making the postseason. Because it's on the West Coast, we don't get to see an awful lot of those games in prime time, so we tend to forget about them. But both very good teams, and teams that are playing well and playing entertaining baseball. So a quick answer to your question, yes, I think the Astros can hold on, but I don't think it's going to be easy.
Hey, just a quick little bit of information for you guys. Not that you care that much, but my uncle was at that baseball game, by the way, and he did walk out of the cornfields, too. So I actually have the video of him doing that. My cousin sent it to me the other day. So he actually did go get to take in that ball game. I don't know if he spent $3,000. That just doesn't sound like something my uncle would do. But maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. But I have a weird feeling he figured out a way to do it for a lot less. But he was there. He was actually at that game. I thought it was pretty cool. So just do me a favor before we let you run today. Kind of reseed things for the playoffs right now and kind of give me your feeling as to who you think is the best and, like, how is it going to kind of all shake down? How is it going to look at the end of the things? And let's start it now, and we'll maybe do this a couple, three times before the playoffs actually get started. But reseed things for us a little bit. Kind of give us your idea of what matchups may come about.
Well, I think from looking at it today and assuming that teams continue to play well and that, you know, nobody loses their star player, I'd have to think from a National League standpoint, we're probably looking at the Giants and the Brewers in the championship series. I'm saying that because I generally don't think wild card teams have as good a chance because, A, they don't have home field advantage, and, B, they have to play that extra game, that sudden death game, just to get in there, which usually means using up one of your better starters. So I'd have to say that Milwaukee and San Francisco would be the two National League teams I would look at. I don't see anybody from the East, whether it's Philadelphia, Atlanta, or the Mets. We won't count Washington and Miami because I think they're in another division as far as I'm concerned right now. Philly, Atlanta, and the Mets, I just don't see any of those three teams being strong enough. In the American League, I'm looking at the White Sox and Tampa Bay. They're both playing well. They both have reasonable leads in their division. I think Houston and Oakland have a real good chance, but I think Chicago and Tampa Bay would be the two strongest teams there.
Great stuff. Hey, what I like best about that is we're going to get some variety potentially. So to me, that's a win. Appreciate you, John. You know that.
Yep, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
All right, John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball like nobody does. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back, and maybe we'll start talking some NFL football on the other side. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-449-1759, 800-449-1759, 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Josh Allen alone in the backfield takes the snap. Looks down the middle. Looks left. Looks for John Brown. Gets separation. Makes the catch at the 10 into the end zone. Touchdown! There's a flag on the play. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Pass interference. Defense, number 27. That penalty's been declined. Touchdown.
Give it to Ingram. Right side. Big hole. Touchdown, Ravens. Mark Ingram caps the opening drive of 2019 with a touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Josh Allen getting paid this offseason. $258 million, if I'm not mistaken. $150 guaranteed. I think that's going to make him pretty happy to stick around in Buffalo for, I don't know, six more years or whatever it is, along something along those lines. But, Mike, for the first time in a long time, we had our first week of preseason football. And you know what? Like you said, man, guys hitting each other, there's something refreshing about that, man. I'm sorry, but it is pretty cool that we're back to playing football. We know that the stands are going to be full of people this year, and hopefully that'll continue, obviously, moving forward. But preseason is here, brother. It's here, man. Are you excited or what?
Yeah, no, preseason is here. I am excited, and let's just enjoy watching big guys hit big guys, man. And something that you and I wish we could do, but we didn't hit the DNA lottery like these guys did. So we'll just sit back and watch them. You know, look, I was at lunch yesterday watching the Chicago Bears and my Miami Dolphins play a little bit yesterday, and saw some big hits, and I was just like, ooh, yeah, that's an ice bath waiting to happen right there, kind of thing. And I'm watching the Pittsburgh-Philly game the other night and seeing some big hits and just seeing guys out there just play football and have some fun and watch these guys that are free agents, lower round picks, fight for a position, fight for a job, is always kind of fun as well. So the competition's there, the hitting's there. Just get me to the regular season, brother.
All right. So you mentioned jacking for positions and, you know, guys getting opportunities to play, and you watch the Bears, you watch the Dolphins. Justin Fields, first game out, 14 of 20, 142 yards and a touchdown. Are you impressed? Again, look, I understand. I don't want to get like crazy about anything here. It's preseason. Things are going to be very vanilla. We all know that. But at the end of the day, it's reps. It's getting out there. It's competing. You know, it's all that stuff. So with that being said, this is his first opportunity to hit the field. 14 of 20, 142, and a touchdown. To me, that sounds like very encouraging. Yes or no?
No, Justin Fields belongs. Like, it didn't take me long to be like, all right, yeah, you know, he's an NFL quarterback. He's an NFL prospect. He's an, you know, with certainly potential, to do great things. You are right. I mean, it's going to be very vanilla. Coaches aren't going to show a lot of stuff that other teams that they're going to face in the regular season can get on, you know, tape and see changes that they've made possibly from last season, that kind of thing. But for his first time out, hitting, you know, going against NFL type competition, I was impressed. And, he could be that quarterback, kind of like Justin Herbert was, where people aren't really paying attention to him too much, you know, in the early going. And then he just kind of tears it up, during the regular season. But, you know, once again, we're in the preseason. Things are vanilla. Don't get too crazy, because he could go out, you know, in the second game and, you know, and maybe stink the joint up, but first time out, I was impressed.
And at the end of the day, look, here's the deal. He's not being asked to be the starter right out of the gate. That's why they
have
the redheaded bomber, Andy Dalton. That's why they picked him up. So at the end of the day, this is to me, the way that these guys get better is when there's an opportunity. Well, okay, some guys are different, right? Where they can just jump in and be that guy, okay? But for the most part, we know that that's not how it works in the NFL. There's a process, and it takes those guys holding a clipboard for a little while, learning behind, you know, a great quarterback if they have that opportunity. Sometimes you're not that lucky, right? Like a Zach Wilson, not that lucky, okay? He's going to be starting from day one with the Jets, and that could be good or that could be bad. We don't know. Justin Fields, however, is a guy that, you know, at some point in the season, we believe we're going to see him, right? It's just a matter of time. You could say that about a few guys, right? Maybe Matt Jones, same thing for him. Maybe it's just time. And maybe it's the Patriots not having that good of a season, and then an opportunity presents itself for him. So I guess my point is this, okay? At the end of the day, I don't think there's necessarily a right or a wrong way to do this. But if you have the opportunity to sit behind somebody and learn from a veteran and don't have to be thrown into the fire, I think that there's a benefit to that, Mike. I really do. And again, I'm going to go with what I know here. Look at my squad, the Green Bay Packers. That's how they do it. And just want to say, Jordan Love. This guy might be the real deal. After everything's said and done, that dude looked pretty damn good in his first real opportunity to go out there and perform on a football field. So maybe it's not all doom and gloom after Aaron Rodgers is gone in Green Bay the way that people think.
No, and that's funny you mentioned that. I was going to go with the Aaron Rodgers example in terms of Aaron held the clipboard for a number of years as well before he got – you know, before he got his shot. And so the way that they're treating Jordan Love does not shock me in the least in terms of holding the clipboard, learn from a, you know, future Hall of Famer, quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. But you know, you mentioned Mac Jones and I watched that preseason game the other night and Mac was playing, you know, to say the least, I was a little concerned with Mac in terms of his ability to just play the NFL game because he's a very stationary guy. He's not necessarily going to extend plays with his legs and make defensive coordinators, you know, sweat bullets Saturday night before a Sunday game. So, but what I saw out of Mac was exactly kind of what I thought the Patriots would do with him. Three-step drops, four-step drops, balls out quick. And he's looking at checkdowns. He's looking at guys, you know, coming across the middle. He's completing passes. He had some confidence. He looked good. So I'm sitting there going, all right, Mac Jones is proving me wrong. Great. I never root for anybody to not have success or anything like that. But Mac Jones the other night looked like he belonged in the NFL, and, you know, he's going to get better with deep balls. He's going to get better just as, you know, you're going to get, you know, when your head coach is Bill Belichick. So I think the future is looking up for Mac Jones. I don't think he's scared of anything. He didn't look like a deer in headlights. He didn't look like Mason Rand or the backup for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mason. Like that guy just looks like a deer in headlights. Mac Jones as a rookie doesn't look like that.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Look, I think that he'll get an opportunity at some point throughout the year, and that's obviously going to be based on whether or not Cam has a productive season. But I'll tell you what, and I said it before, this is a Bill Belichick-type quarterback. He does things with guys like this. Think about a guy named Tom Brady, okay? So Mac Jones is to me a lot – I'm not going to say that they're similar in the sense of what we can expect of them. They're similar in the sense of they're both not very mobile, and we've seen what they can do in that situation. So, look, I do think that there's going to be opportunity. I think that that's the word I kind of want to use for guys this year is – who's going to get an opportunity, and when does that opportunity come for people? When does it present itself? And in a lot of cases, let's be honest, it's going to present itself based on the records of the teams and the expectations of those teams as well. So with that being said, what kind of expectations do you really have for the Jets and your boy Zach Wilson? What are your true expectations for a guy like that who's going to get thrown in the fire right out of the gate?
Well, I think the expectations have to be, Zach's going to have expectations for himself that are pretty high, but he also has to recognize he's in the middle of a complete rebuild of an organization. He has a rookie coach, you know, in Salah, and he has a bunch of rookies around him. His offensive line is shaky at best, right now. So it's one of those things where you have to, you know, you look at Zach and you're like, okay, well, and the number two pick in the draft, and there's a lot of expectations that go with that. And, you know, he's in New York, like you had mentioned earlier. There's a lot of hype. There's a lot of media, tough media in New York. But I think people that really look at the situation have to have expectations that are like, look, if they go 5-12, that might be a good thing for the New York Jets. I don't see a lot out of the Jets this year. I just don't, because of the complete rebuild of the organization, of the offense, the new coach, the new quarterback. I mean, that's a lot going on for an organization that, you know, it's a proud organization, but right now it's a down organization. So I think the expectations have to be tempered.
All right, so let's keep going on with expectations of quarterbacks and teams, and maybe some teams that are on the brink of either trying to break it up or continue to move forward. And let's talk about the New York Football. We went from the Jets. Now let's go to the Giants, right? The New York Football Giants and Daniel Jones. And now you got to kind of start thinking about, is this guy the right guy for the job? Can he get it done? Is this the guy that you want moving forward? Because we're into year three, if I'm not mistaken, for this guy now, or something along those lines. So where are you on the New York Football Giants? Obviously, a lot of questions about injuries. Saquon Barkley, that'd be on the top of my list. If he comes back and if he's productive, that obviously helps Daniel Jones and his progression and growing and getting better as a quarterback in this league. But what are your expectations for the New York Football Giants?
Well, I mean, my expectations for the Giants are about the same as the Jets. I mean, both the New York franchises right now are just down. I would tend to think that the quarterback situation for the Giants is a little bit better than it is for the Jets. You know, he's heading into his third year, but now we got to see what Saquon Barkley is all about. We got to see if he can come back healthy and I'm sure he can contribute. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind about Saquon's ability, his talent, all those kind of things, but he's been injured. And coming back from an injury like he's coming back from can take some time and can take some trust in terms of, you know, making cuts, going laterally, going forward, pushing off, you know, all those kind of things that you do coming off an injury like him. And then, you know, Daniel Jones simply has to play better. You know, he's not exactly a train wreck, but he's, you know, they're honking the horn on the train a little bit in terms of, you know, is, like you said, is this the guy? Is this the future quarterback moving forward? I think you got to give Daniel Jones another year, maybe two, and see if Saquon can come back, because the quarterback's best friend is that running game. And if they can get a running game going, that's going to open up stuff for Daniel Jones. It'll make him look better. He'll have more confidence. And the Giants will, you know, be moving forward in the right direction.
You would think Dallas has a solid running back and Ezekiel Elliott, or he should be solid. And then the Giants, if Saquon Barkley comes back, that's another solid running back. You would think that those two teams have a little bit of an advantage there. But Washington, that's the team that people are kind of going with. Anyways, I know we got to take a break. We'll do it. We'll come back and wrap up this hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
First and 10 Giants. It's a running play. Goes to Barkley. Off the 40, the 30, the 20. Goodbye. Saquon Barkley to the end zone.
The hamstring, second and 10. Setting up a screen for Barkley. Blocking in front, first down and more into Eagle territory. Still going. Incredible. Incredible. What?
This is Dorf on Sports.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, my people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can get at us a couple of different ways. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's The Real Dorf on Sports there. Well, Mike, we're just about through an hour of the program. That means one more hour to come, hour number two on the horizon. We're going to talk a ton of football for sure, my friend. But I don't know if you're paying attention to everything the way that I am, because I like to just dabble around here and there. But golf is really catching my eye as of late. It just seems like there's so many new winners and so many new guys every week that we see. I really, really love the PGA Tour for that reason, Mike. It's just, there's so many faces, so many new guys, week in and week out, winners, new winners all the time. That's something to be kind of, to me, it's just something that's really cool about PGA golf.
No, that is something that's always been cool about PGA golf, that, you know, you can have different winners every week, and the young guns that are coming up are young guns, man. They know how to play, and they know how to make the game exciting.
We never really even talked about the DeChambeau and our guy Brooks Koepka and that whole skirmish that they've got going on.